Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, folks. We're now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast, and my guests are here in studio with me. And of course, one of them is Robert Mancero. He's a producer, director, writer of over 10 years in the television film industry. After spending 3 years at Disney Studios, he formed his own production company, Full Vision Productions. And Robert has been honored with, instead of reading this long bio, Robert, tell us about yourself.
I come from a commercial music video background, done a lot of extreme sports, and now into the documentary filmmaking avenue.
So when you first got into TV, what did you do?
When I first got into TV, I was basically a temp. I walked on the Disney lot. I had no job whatsoever. I walked into a building, and they go, "Are you the temp?" And of course, I said yes. And I worked there, worked my way up, became a junior production executive, worked under Katzenberg, was in charge of quite a few films in development, and just got tired of the whole corporate scene because I wanted to go out and make films. So I left.
Now you're making independent films. Tell us about this new documentary you've made, Prescription Suicide.
Prescription Suicide is a look into the families affected by antidepressant drugs. And basically what it is, it's six stories of six kids told by the families. It's through their eyes, through their experiences, and it's there's no experts, there's no doctors telling you facts. It's just the families telling you what happened in their lives.
So you're personalizing it?
Absolutely. It's a very personal approach. When I first was brought the project, I was first going to do it the mainstream way. I was going to have I had access to whistleblowers and pharmaceutical companies. I had access to senators and all kinds of experts on the subject. And, you know, that's been done so many times. And what I wanted to do was to take the whole issue and bring it down to a personal level. And these are these families. These are kids who lost their lives, and some are still alive, who are affected by these drugs.
We also have somebody here with us riding shotgun today, and that's Gwen Olson, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher, and God's Call to Loving Arms. And she's been on the inside and then had already gotten disillusioned, gotten out of the system, and then, even after she'd already gotten out of the system, then her niece died a just horrific death, like so many others that have taken this drug. And then we learned that even in the testing of the drugs, it came out that they knew it radically increased suicidal tendencies, the opposite. So we'll tell that story and talk about our book. But I just want to get this out now because we're about to break and then come back with a longer segment. Right now, tell us, Gwen Olson, and of course Robert as well, how we can go see this film tonight here in Austin, where it's showing, how we can see it, how we can check it out.
The screening is going to take place at Unity Church of the Hills. It's 9905 Anderson Mill Road in Austin. It's at 7 p.m. tonight.
In fact, I've actually got one of my webmasters here in studio running cameras. Ryan, do we have a link up to where that showing is going to be for people that miss it? So that is on the website right now? Fantastic. At Infowars.com, we've got that posted for people. Gwen, we're about to break in 30 seconds, but when we get back, what are some of the issues you specifically want to talk about?
I just want to talk about how prevalent this problem is and how it's been, you know, kind of swept under the rug for so many years, and the dangers that exist in taking these pharmaceuticals and giving them to our children.
All right, folks. We're going to be right back after this quick break. And understand, 15%, it's 15+, it's almost 16% of American children are now on these drugs. So it's the same number with adults, may even be trending higher. Think about it, 15% of our population, and the drug company's own documents say they want half of us on them. What do they really do? What are they made out of? What is it causing? You need to stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Robert Mancero, he is an Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. In 96, he won Best Director for a sports documentary series. And now he's gotten into, well, making films about what prescription drugs are doing. The new film, Prescription Suicide. And the bio's long. He didn't really toot his horn in the last section. He has, of course, won awards and screened his films at the Cannes Film Festival for a film, Code Blue. And it just goes on and on. And I'm really excited that Full Vision Productions, and that's the website, fullvisionproductions.com, and his company is getting into really serious issues like the millions of our children and adults being ravaged by these psychotropic and amphetamine-type stimulant drugs. And the website is prescriptionsuicide.com. In fact, I forgot to ask you this, John. Did you grab that trailer, the audio of it earlier? Good. We're going to play that later in this hour. We do our producing here on the air, folks. That's why you tune in. It's so real. But they're here in studio, and of course, for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. In the next week or so, you'll be able to see this interview, the video of it, online. But I want to first get into Gwen Olson's new book, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. This just came out. Gwen, tell us about your personal story, what happened to your niece, how they I heard you speak of how they tried to force her back on the drugs, and she was really doing well. She had a big future ahead of her. It all started with a car wreck, and then I want to go through why you decided to write this book and even your own personal experiences with these companies. Please share with us.
Well, Alex, I was actually a pharmaceutical rep for over 15 years, and I started my career in the industry with Johnson & Johnson with one of their subsidiaries, McNeil Pharmaceutical. And that is really where I got my education in psych drugs, because I used to sell one of the older neuroleptics, Haldol. And I don't know if you're familiar with haloperidol, but that is a complete chemical lobotomy drug. That's pretty much what it is. And it's also one of the drugs that was reportedly used when the Soviets were doing mind control on dissidents in the 70s. You may have heard about that. And so that was what one of the drugs that I was selling at that time. And I was also a hospital representative. So I was calling on psych wards in hospitals. I was calling on geriatric facilities,
so
nursing homes.
So you were witnessing this.
Absolutely. Not only was I being educated by the pharmaceutical manufacturer about their perspective, I was seeing from a personal perspective what the drugs actually did to people in real life. And, of course, it took a long time. I'm not going to say that I woke up one morning, you know, and said, oh, wow, I'm in the wrong industry or whatever. It was a series of events over a period of years where I became more conscious about what was happening. I do believe there's a lot of people, just like I was in the pharmaceutical industry, that are very naive. They don't come with medical backgrounds. A lot of them are cheerleaders or very gregarious, good-looking women and young men that could actually be actors or...
I actually saw a report on that. That's who they're hustling. Right out of high school, they're recruiting these really good-looking cheerleaders, and that's the core now, is the good-looking girl coming in. Hey, I got some happy pills for you.
That's right. And when I started in the industry in 1985, there really weren't that many women in the industry. So I was kind of breaking in. Maybe, you know, a third of the population of the sales reps were women. And I was a former beauty queen. And so, you know, I think that was probably the profile that I fit. I wasn't a cheerleader, but, you know, intelligent, good-looking women is what they were looking for at the time, because they worked harder. They got past more receptionists. They got to see more doctors. And they were paid less. So that was really a win-win situation for the manufacturer. But after a while, after I had been in the industry for a while, and I was primarily a specialist rep, so I received some extensive education, some higher education. I'd actually go through some of the programs, the preceptorships that doctors went through for their training. So my training was pretty phenomenal. And as I started to compile that knowledge over the years, I started realizing, whoa, I'm not being told the whole story here. And they're not allowing me to say things. They're not allowing me to disclose things that should be disclosed for, you know, the benefit of the patient. It seemed to be, you know, the attitude that if a drug caused an adverse reaction, don't withdraw the drug from the patient, but add another drug to counteract, you know, the symptoms that they're now getting. So as I started seeing this thing happening, and as my consciousness began to evolve, I got very disillusioned. Not only did I get disillusioned, but I had several adverse drug reactions myself. I think this was my learning process. You know, it was actually real life school for me. And one of my adverse reactions in 1992 was to Zoloft. I was put on Zoloft because I was becoming a little depressed and I was losing weight because I was going through a divorce. And obviously that's a time that, you know, you're not really happy. So when I went to visit my general practitioner just for a follow-up visit for migraine headaches, he recommended that since I had lost a little weight and was, you know, a little despondent, that he put me on an antidepressant. And I was 33 years old at the time, and I had never taken any antidepressants, and I didn't know, because I have to go back and say, if you haven't been trained, even pharmaceutical reps, if they haven't competed against that category of drug or if they haven't been trained about that category of drug, you can be just like everyone else and not have any knowledge about what they really do or how they really work. And that was my particular case. So I didn't recognize that they were stimulants, or I wouldn't have taken an antidepressant.
And what happened when you started taking it?
When I took the Zoloft in only a matter of days, I started getting extremely agitated. I started having palpitations. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't drive. I was very anxious. So I called my doctor, and I told him that I was having an adverse reaction to Zoloft. And he said, no, I believe what's happening is that your depression is getting worse, and so we need to increase the dose of the drug. And he told me to double the dose of the Zoloft, which I did. And when I doubled the dose, then I became manic psychotic. And if you don't know what manic psychosis is, it's pretty serious.
Actually, I do. A woman chops her toddler's arms off, runs around dancing with it, blood squirting everywhere. Women never act like that. A woman drowns four of her kids. Every mass shooter we've seen, every time, it's never not. I'm always shocked that it always is. You know, 12-year-old shoots his parents, kills his grandparents, goes and shoots the school. Every time, every case, they're on it, and really it's in the hallucinogenic category, the psychotropics are, and of course you know all of this, and it basically puts you into this happy dream state until you, quote, have the bad trip. And with some people, it's always a bad trip. With, I guess, a few, everything is okay, still very toxic to the brain, very toxic to the body, and this is what drug dealers do. They get you addicted, then they string you out on more, and the average Texas foster child's on 4 drugs, some are on as many as 18. They actually murder children. WAI TV did a big piece on it, where they know it. They just put them on, and they finally die. And then too bad, they got to go find some more kids to do it to. But you got the doctors, the reps, everyone's in denial because it's compartmentalized. It's a centralized group that's come up with this. Now, you're already out of the industry. Then this incredible devastation comes to your own family's life because your sister, and again, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I heard her on Jack Blood's show 2 days ago. He was gracious enough to give you usher contact info, both of you. Your sister basically believed their whole line, and something terrible happened. Tell us about that, and then I want to get back into this new film that's coming out about the subject.
Well, I had left the industry in 2000, extremely disillusioned and brain damaged myself, actually, from the drugs, and decided that I would pursue a career in natural foods industry, so I went to selling herbs and all that. Well, I was very interested in, you know, the natural foods industry, so I really hadn't investigated what had happened to me on the SSRIs, because when it happened in 1992, they were very new, so there wasn't that body of evidence and information that's now out there if you can get on any internet search engine and find something out about the SSRIs. But back then, it was, you know, relatively new, and there wasn't a whole lot of information unless you looked in medical journals and things like that.
In fact, let me ask you this, Gwen. Back in the early 80s when they approved Prozac, it's admitted now. And this actually came out a long time ago, right around that time that you were working for them, but it was in a few publications, but not really publicly widely circulated, that they knew it radically increased suicide around 15%, which is a huge increase, and was actually a suicide a drug. I mean, it really encouraged it. That was one of the main effects. And then here they are pushing it for depression. Did you ever hear that when you were in the industry? Did you ever hear anybody criticize?
Absolutely not. In fact, I only heard all of the positive information. The drugs were non-addicting. The drugs were benign. The drugs were not neurotoxic, all of that sort of thing. So I certainly didn't hear that information. But that's what I was saying, is I hadn't really investigated. So I was very naive myself about all of this information as to what was going on with this SSRI scandal. So in July of 2004, my niece, who at the time was a freshman at Indiana University, she was pre-med student, former cheerleader, I mean, she was an honor student, honor graduate student, beautiful, beautiful young woman. She was in a car accident. And when she was trying to recover, they put her on very large doses of Vicodin, hydrocodone, and propoxyphene, Darvocet N100s. And she was on so many central nervous system depressants that she became depressed. Imagine that. And she also became addicted to the drugs. She told me she was taking between 8 to 10 Vicodin a day, and she weighed about 120 pounds. So she had a very serious hydrocodone addiction. And when she tried to withdraw from those drugs, she became even more depressed. And, of course, if you look into the adverse reaction sections of any, you know, PI on this drug, you'll find that depression is very much a side effect of any kind of narcotic like that.
Well, in fact, any doctor, any nurse knows that when someone's coming off of opiate-style drugs that they're going to get depressed, and that's 101, but now the doctors follow the drug company guidelines. That's what the AMA puts out because they're paid off, and so, oh, you're depressed, you need Prozac. You need a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Which one did they put her on?
Initially, she was put on Paxil, and she reacted adversely to Paxil, and after that, they put her on Zoloft, and following Zoloft, she was put on Prozac, and then ended up on Effexor XR, which she took for about 9 months. But Megan's situation, when she started reacting negatively to the drugs, she was diagnosed as being bipolar. And when they diagnosed her as being bipolar, then that brought in a whole other cocktail of pharmaceuticals that they added, the Depakote and Lamictal. And she ended up at one point, when I reviewed her pharmacy records that I got, she got them for me before she died, because I was actually trying to help her recover, because this had happened to me. So I knew what had happened, and I was trying to tell my sister that my niece was having adverse reactions to all the drugs that she was on.
And she thought that you were getting in her business. We'll come back and finish up this horrid story and then talk more.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
About confessions of an RX drug pusher. And we could talk for hours about this new documentary. We're going to play the trailer coming up. Obviously not as powerful with the audio, but you can go to InfoWars.com and link through over to their website and watch it yourself. But prescription suicide, I'm going to try to get out tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night, it's already Friday. Tonight, I'm going to try to get out and see that. There's another movie I got invited to tomorrow night. We're having the film festival. Got my wires crossed there. But we'll tell folks more about this, and I want to talk to Robert here in just a second. But the story of yourself, Gwen, and then what happened to your niece. In fact, in this film, there are two families from Austin who have lost children and loved ones through all of this. But, Gwen, please continue with what ended up happening to your niece.
Well, after my niece received a bipolar diagnosis and they put her on other pharmaceuticals, other restraining drugs, she tried to commit suicide on a couple of different occasions in a couple of different ways. And the last time she tried to overdose, and she took all of her Effexor, and she took 3 hits of mescaline, and she took all of her hydrocodone. Anyway, she ended up in the hospital, and when she was released, she had to come to be cared for by family members. And her mother lived in Cedar Park. I live in Cedar Park. So she came to Texas. And I started telling my sister as I was identifying that she was rapid cycling, which is why she got the bipolar diagnosis. It's like the drugs will induce a bipolar state where a person will experience within 15 or 20 minute segments what a regular person who has a bipolar disorder would experience over a period of weeks or months. So she was actually going through this cycle of, you know, teary eyes.
Which, by the way, the drug zone inserts say it does.
Exactly. And then she would get extremely depressed, and then she would hear command voices telling her to harm herself or to kill herself. And then she would go through a swing where she would get giddy, and she'd get extremely euphoric, and she'd be fine, and she'd be happy. And then here would come the tears again. And I told my sister, she's having adverse reactions to these drugs, and the only way that she's going to get better is if we withdraw the pharmaceuticals and she starts to heal. So my niece had decided that she believed what I had said, and that's when I started my investigation. And when I got into the information, I was mortified. I mean, here I had been in this industry for 15 years, totally. I mean, I knew things were going on that I didn't approve of, and I knew that, you know, the standards in the industry were not as ethical as I thought they should be, but I didn't realize that there were these cover-ups taking place. Just like you said, the clinical data, when I got into the clinical data on these drugs, this information has been out there since Jump Street, since they started the clinical trial.
They knew day one that it screwed people up and made them worse. Then they get them on more drugs. I mean, this is the classic street pusher coming up to the fence going, psst, kid, come here, I got some pills I want to give you. Tell us, I know it's hard to talk about, tell us what happened to your niece.
Well, long story short, we spent a period of time. My niece moved in with me because my sister had her arrested because she was violent. That's part of the profile, that people get violent, agitated. And the courts released her to me, so I was trying to help her go through a healing process. And this is difficult for me still. I'm sorry. Anyway, my sister decided that she didn't believe that this had really happened to my niece, that I was influencing her by my personal experience, and that she really did have a mental problem, that she needed a brain defect, that she needed drugs. She had, even though I gave her all of the books, I gave her CDs, I gave her the information.
And by the way, you never had problems. She never had problems. It's 100%. I mean, in your case, her case, you go on this, this happens.
Well, I'm not going to say I'd never had problems.
Well, I mean, we all have problems.
Yeah, I mean, we all have problems, but no, we didn't have psychological problems to the degree that either of us were ever suicidal or that, you know, but there was a little depression going on because of familial things and dysfunction in the family, that sort of thing, but it wasn't something that would have caused this. Anyway, what my sister did was she told my niece, she called her and told her that she was going to have to go back on the drugs or she was going to have to return to Indiana. And my niece was desperate. She tried to call me and tell me that her mother was coming to get her, and the phone had been disconnected when I tried to call her back because my sister's phone had been disconnected. And I didn't get in touch with her, and my sister was on her way home to forcibly take her to the psychiatrist and put her back on drugs. And my niece first tried to hang herself.
I tell you what, we got a break. We'll We'll come right back and finish up this horror story. But, you know, Gwen, as you know, I know why you're doing this. You're going to save lives today telling this story because it's happened to so many Austinites, and I know personally, especially little girls. They target little girls with this stuff, young women, and it's all part of the whole Madison Avenue culture. They get depressed. You take some drugs because you don't look like a supermodel or it's hard to look like a supermodel, and then they end up killing themselves. And then we'll talk about this new film. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We haven't even gotten into this new film yet, Prescription Suicide, and we have the Emmy award-winning director right here with us. We're so honored to have him. And we're talking to a author whose story is, well, her niece's story is involved in this film as well. Two other Austin families are involved in this as well. So many local Austin families. How do you try to separate them all out here? I know it's tough to talk about, but Gwen, please continue with what happened with your niece. She gets this phone call. She's going to be taken forcibly to be put back on the drugs. Tell us what happened.
And we have already done all the research, so she is fully aware of the fact that, and she's very intelligent. As I said, she was an honor student. She was pre-med. So she knew that she was having the adverse reactions as well. And she decided, as she had told me a couple of days before that, she said, "Aunt Gwen, I'd rather be dead than be crazy. And those drugs made me crazy." And I told her that I understood. I completely understood and believed what she was going through. Well, when my sister was on her way home, Megan first tried to hang herself with her shoestrings from the ceiling lamp in the living room. And the weight of her body made the ceiling lamp fall, so she wasn't, the fan made it fall, so she wasn't successful. So she was so desperate that she then went into one of my younger niece's bedrooms and took an angel-shaped lantern, an oil lantern, and poured the oil over her head and set herself on fire.
Oh.
And at some point, she must have changed her mind, or she must have been in pain or something, because the girls, the two younger girls, had taken a bath that morning and their bath water was still in. And apparently, according to the EMS report, she had gone in and she tried to extinguish the fire in that bathtub, and she was unsuccessful, not knowing the oil would be spread. And by the time that they actually came to get her, she was uncommunicative. They said she opened the door and then she fell backwards, and that was the last of it. It took about 35 minutes for them to get her to the Brackenridge Burn Center, and and she died when they got there. She had second to third degree burns over 95% of her body.
I mean, it takes incredible will. Most men can't do those type of things to themselves. And just for anyone out there listening, don't ever try to put yourself out with water. You roll. You get a blanket. That's how you put a fire out. But unbelievable. That's like almost like those Buddhist monks in Vietnam that would douse themselves and sit there meditating as they burn to death. I mean, the place, the mind, and you read about cops pull up, and I hear about these stories all the time. I'm a news hound, and you hear about every week a woman dancing naked, stabbing herself with butcher knives on top of a building, woman running around foaming at the mouth, and it's always some lawyer, some doctor, no one who had ever any history of mental illness, and they're put on these drugs, or they quickly go off of them, that can cause it too, and they're just, it's total psycho world. Then you go read the inserts, and it says that it does exactly that. I want to get some comments of, I would say, your colleague. And, Robert, you produced this film. Tell us about the film. And in the film, there are two other Austin families that have had similar nightmare tragedies as well. Tell us about that, and tell us about your film, Prescription Suicide, that's showing tonight in Northwest Austin.
There are two Austin families. One, the McIntosh, who lost their daughter. She was 12 years old. And she hung herself by her shoelaces at school. And the other family is the Brooks, who daughter Tanya was put on Paxil and tried to cut her leg off. And the mother took her right off the drugs. And she's doing great right now. She's completely off those drugs. But she was put on them for anxiety. Tanya was put on the drugs because she had a problem going to places with her people, being around people. Now, who doesn't have that problem?
Well, I mean, Everybody has those agoraphobic feelings when they're 12.
Right.
Exactly. You know, if the restaurant's too crowded, if I'm going by myself and it's too crowded, I just turn around and go away to myself sometimes. And she had that, so they put her on Paxil. No depression. And Caitlin was 12 years old, and similar story. Caitlin passed away, and Tanya survived. And the families in this, we have six families. Three of them are alive. They're all kids, and three have committed suicide. Candace, which is from Washington area, was 12 years old. She was put on it for anxiety. I spent a week in their home. No signs of depression whatsoever. Beautiful, beautiful girl. She hung herself in her bedroom, and she was on Zoloft. We had Ray Jr. from Memphis, Tennessee, who wasn't depressed. He was just trying to get high. And one of his friends got his mom's drugs, and they were getting high off it. He was on that for about a week. He called his dad up. His daddy raced home. He pulled a shotgun. I forgot what size gun, but shot himself in the head while his father raced home for lunch. We have Devin, who was 9 years old. She's from the East Coast. She tried to jump out the window. She was on Paxil. They thought she had anorexia. The parents kept telling the doctors, "Hey, you know, have you looked into these infectious diseases such as Lyme or PANDAS?" And the doctors kept saying no. They kept upping the medication. She tried to jump out the window, 9 years old. The parents finally went to a doctor in New Haven, Dr. Jones, and Devin was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And it's a common thing that happens.
Well, I had a family member who was bitten by a tick and got it, and they lost like 30 pounds and turned white. I mean, white as a sheet. And I guess now if you do that, the answer is don't get medical care. In fact, I read about a large portion of people who are in car wrecks now. The doctor walks in and says, are you feeling depressed? Well, yeah, I broke my hip. Feeling really bad? Yeah, I'm depressed. Well, I'm going to give you some of these. It's all being engineered to get people on these drugs, and they know. I mean, 20 years ago, you never heard of little girls cutting themselves or jumping out of windows or electrocuting themselves or pouring gasoline on themselves or whatever, killing themselves. And then now, I know so many couples, so many middle-class, wealthy people, their daughters are all on it. My boyfriend breaks up with them. Somebody calls them ugly, and they get depressed. And then they go and they put them on some of these drugs, and then they go from being depressed to the phenomenon of young people cutting themselves. See, it's doing something in the brain. They admit in the development of it, it does this. The drug companies, folks at the high levels, know it does this and know that it's going to get you into the system. We have to stop this. Over 15% of our children now on it, almost 16%. Those are the latest numbers. Had Dr. Breeding in yesterday. And now over 15% of adults. I mean, this is epidemic, and it's only growing, and it's so hard for the average person to get their brain around this. But if you will go research these neuroleptics and these psychotropics, they're in the hallucinogen class. Now you did something that most other films just get into the science of it, as you said. Robert, you got into what's happening in your film, Prescription Suicide, and it's about to come out. Pre-orders are already being taken. In fact, I've got one of the first right here in my hand. It's now being mass-produced right now. You'll be shipping in the next few weeks. You can go to the website and order these, and I want to carry them later, but right now they're on the Prescription Suicide website, and there's a link to that at Infowars.com. But tell us, you were telling me during the break, you got into this with an open mind. You said, I'm going to make a film about this and see what's really going on. You weren't some expert on this. You just went and made a film showing what's happening from the personal view, and that's what makes this film different.
Exactly. I was a good friend of mine brought an article to me, and it was an article about Mark Miller, who is a big advocate out of Colorado, who lost his son, who hung himself in the closet. And I thought, what a great way, what a great documentary, what a great story to tell. You know, I was amazed. I was speechless by it. So we took a year to research and find families that would participate with it. And the difference is, I didn't want to do a documentary like that has been done, the kind you see on 2020 or whatever, where you have the experts on one side and the victims on the other side and being balanced and whatever. I wanted to do an emotional story. I wanted to tell a story. I wanted these families to come out and tell their stories of what they went through their eyes, through the kids' eyes who have survived. And that's what I did. It's definitely an emotional roller coaster.
I'll tell you what's scary. Now there's this move to make people take these. And Big Pharma is paying for, what, about half the advertisement or more on the nightly news? You open magazines, especially women's magazines. Gwen, I want to get your take on this. And I know you talk about these subjects in your book, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher, and I want people to learn how they can get this. But why are they mainly targeting women? I mean, I know that 80% of advertising already targets women. I learned that in college because women make most of the purchases. The other 20% is targeted at limited groups of men who make, on average, larger capital outlays. But most marketing itself is targeted at women, and it's no different with this situation with the drugs. And not just the psychological effects. Also, I've interviewed so many medical doctors on this, the toxic effects of it. But just as a woman who sold these, had problems taking them yourself, losing your knees through it, I mean, just your view on how this affects women.
Well, I actually believe that the reason that women are targeted, and I know that the reason that children are targeted, is because they're more compliant patients. Men aren't as compliant to take pills as women are, and they definitely, women aren't even as compliant as children are, because what happens is children are forced to take their medications by their parents and by the school personnel. And so
they don't know how to complain.
That's, well, even if they do complain, they're a child, they don't know how to intellectually communicate what's happening to them, what the side effects are, or the symptoms they're experiencing. And so that's the reason that women and children are targeted by the pharmaceutical manufacturers. The children, per se, though, are the largest growth potential that the industry has, because we are maxing out. The marketplace is becoming saturated with drugs. And so they're constantly looking for new places to push their pills. And again, children are the excellent, the best, and the most profitable area to push your pills because, first of all, it's a maintenance drug, so it's a long-term drug that you're going to have to take lifelong, and they will tell you that. The first thing they tell you when they put you on an antidepressant is that you will probably have to take this for the rest of your life. And the truth is that if you buy into that, you will, because you will become addicted to the drugs very shortly. And the withdrawal is hell for most people if you've been on them long term.
Well, medical doctors we've interviewed have who are against these drugs say, listen, you better get with a medical doctor and have a special regimen to get off of these. Because, I mean, this is a lot worse than even heroin or something. This deals with the very chemical foundation of the brain. It isn't like heroin or cocaine that just hits certain chemicals, certain receptors. This changes the entire chemistry outlay of the entire brain.
That's correct, and they are also neurotoxic in large doses. And there's about 10% of the population that has a defective liver enzyme known as the cytochrome P450, and that's where the majority of these drugs are metabolized. So you have a very large population of people that say, such as myself, if you react to one drug negatively and they put you on another drug and compound that, you can very quickly get a neurotoxic combination of drugs that pass the blood-brain barrier.
Because the psychotropics are all made up of basically the same molecule structure.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. And so, you know, that's the reason why that this is such a prevalent problem. I mean, we have, in 2005, there were over 50 million prescriptions written for antidepressants in this country. I mean, that's a pretty huge number if you think about it. Pretty soon, all of us are not going to have any higher thinking abilities or any, you know, we're all going to be dealing with emotional ability, everyone who's on these products. So, I mean, I think it's really something that we need to be aware of, not just with our children, because this is where the issue is really getting the most attention right now. But these drugs do the exact same things to adults that they do to children. It's just that children's physiology, their biology is different. They're developing. So, therefore, they are potentially more likely to have adverse drug reactions with any kind of pharmaceutical. They're three times more likely.
Robert Mansero, now you produced this film. When you're making it, did you ever think of like Brave New World, where the government makes everyone take drugs, or THX-1138? I mean, do you ever just think, well, this is like the Twilight Zone? I can't believe that this is happening, that this is this big, that all this is going on?
Oh, absolutely. The more we spent filming it, the more we learned. And it just blew my mind. Incredible. And like I said, I had no idea whatsoever.
They know what they're doing. The drug companies come up with something that will make you go crazy, make you have more problems. In every case I've heard, they get you on one. What the average is four drugs they get you on by the end of it. And you're a complete basket case, and by the end of it, you really are crazy. And so they've got a pill they push. I saw an article a few years ago where they mail out millions of free samples of Prozac into people's homes, into their mailboxes. I mean, this is something that its molecule is very similar to LSD, and it's in your mailbox, but then the cops will raid your house with a black mask wearing SWAT team looking for street LSD, but we're going to push this on kids?
Alex, think about this. The drug manufacturers are actually creating their own markets for their drugs. And I have this in my book. I document this, where I was actually told this at a sales meeting where we were creating the market for the next drug that was in the pipeline. And
oh, wait a minute. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to tell you first follow my thought process here. So you take, for example, a company like Eli Lilly, who has a drug like Prozac. And then Prozac is known to induce psychosis. Then their number one seller, Prozac, goes off patent. And then what becomes their number one seller after that? The drug for psychosis, Zyprexa. So they've created their own market for the next bestseller, the next blockbuster drug. And that drug sold $5.8 billion in this country in 2004. So, I mean, are there that many psychotic people around unless you create psychosis? No, there aren't. And then Zyprexa is also known to induce diabetes in patients. What's the number two profit maker that Eli Lilly makes? They're diabetes drugs.
Diabetes. In fact, they did a study. Americans are not consuming more sugar and fat than they were 10 years ago. We've been eating like pigs forever. Suddenly, how many thousands of percent has diabetes gone up? And now they have all these new types, and then so many times it's linked to people on these drugs.
These drugs cause endocrine disorders, yes.
And, you know, another thing, too, I learned is that half of these kids were prescribed it for off-label use, and that's what they do. You know, if you have anxiety, which is not depression, we're going to give you Zoloft. Even though Zoloft is meant for depression, it's approved for an off-label use. And it's the same with Paxil.
That's correct. So, and that's a very, very common practice. And that's what they use people like myself, a former drug rep, to go in and do is we get opinion leaders in the medical community and we get them to use it for that particular thing and then get them to say they had success with it. And then, bam, I've got the name to go around drop with every doctor in town to tell them, oh, Dr. So-and-so, who is the doctor that they admire or refer to or whatever, is doing this. And thus you get this huge off-label.
Yeah.
Thing going on.
And you know what's funny, you know, last year when I was filming it, I went for my physical, my doctor, and I figured I'll tell my doctor about this, get his opinion on it, and he closed the door, he told the nurse to go away, and for 20 minutes he was telling me how these drugs are good for people, how there's no problem with them. Of course, his son's on an antidepressant.
Well, that's interesting. That's what happens is people get so invested in this, it's like a Nazi death camp operator. They're not going to admit that what they're doing is bad. They're going to make excuses for it. We'll be right back, and there's going to be a showing of this film tonight. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
George Humphreys is going to be in studio coming up in about 10 minutes. And I'm sorry, we don't still have time to take calls. Somebody take your calls. We can't do it. And Ron Paul is now going to be joining George Humphrey and myself in the last half of the next hour. Well, his office just called him so we can have him right now, but I'm pushing him back 30 minutes. We'll see if he shows up. But Ron Paul scheduled as well, so a big third hour. I tell you, prescription suicide, you can go, of course, to the website and get it. We'll tell you about that website in just a second. And, Gwen, how do we get a copy of Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher? I guess you go to iUniverse.com. That's one of these great self-publishing sites. Got a lot of other great books. Mike Hansen's Bohemian Grove book he wrote was published by them. Very professional outfit, and people can get a copy there of Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. And I would imagine now Amazon and others have it. It's by Gwen Olson. Both of you, tell us about the movie. Tell us about the book.
Well, the book is available, as you said, on iUniverse.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, pretty much all the .coms that carry self-published books. And you can get it also off of my website, GwenOlson.com. And I also encourage any listeners that wanted to talk to me personally or relay their stories to me that they can also leave me a message on that site, GwenOlson.com.
Yeah, during the break, she heard that I couldn't take calls. Well, they can contact me personally. Robert, how do folks get a copy of your new movie?
There's two ways to do it. You can go to the PrescriptionSuicide.com website, and we're taking pre-orders. We should be shipping in about 2 weeks. Also, you can log on to participatenow.net, and that's a website that we created for people who want to have screenings of it, who want more information about the drug. There's tons of links to resources there, and you can get your community screening going if you want, and you can order the DVD there, and it's just a fantastic website.
Before this hour ends, and we got a link up on Infowars.com with directions, tonight there's going to be a screening. How many people does this church that's showing it hold?
475, and we'd like to pack the house and have standing room only, folks.
Yeah, well, if we really plug something, 500 show up from this show. So tell folks the name of the church and where it is.
It's Unity Church of the Hills. It's at Unity Church of the Hills at 9905 Anderson Mill Road in Austin. That's right off of 183, about half a mile on Anderson Mill.
All right. Robert, I want you to tell the story about South by Southwest, which will have the most mindless films you can imagine showing at it, run by this creature known as Lewis Black, the owner of the Chronicle, runs it all. I mean, he's just a travesty on every issue. I mean, seriously, folks, he's like Dr. Evil here locally, posing as a liberal, makes it even worse, as some man of the people. They're blocking your film. You're an Emmy Award winner. You've got all these awards, and they're just saying, hey, we don't want it. But not just this film festival, others are. Is that fear of the big RX boys?
I think it is. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've been in the industry for almost 13 years, and I had never heard of half these film festivals that are out here. I never heard of South by Southwest. So what we did was a way of getting the film out was we thought we'd go the festival circuit. The first festival we screened at was the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, which embraced the film. We premiered it there. It was a sellout crowd.
Yeah, let's be clear. Real film festivals won it. I mean, you've had your other films at Sundance. You've won the highest awards in the country, but the little pathetic Lewis Black, no way.
Right. Actually, you know, at the screening, at the premiere at Fort Lauderdale, we had 8 attorneys fly from across the country. One of them was from a pharmaceutical company. Interesting, isn't that? So we've entered quite a few festivals and basically have been turned down. And I got upset at one, so I decided to call him up. And I won't mention any names. It's Sonoma. But he emailed me back saying, you know what, your film is it's too heavy. It's artless. We like artsy films, films with visual effects. And I'm like, this is a documentary. I mean, there are kids killing themselves. What is the problem here? And I think it's just a too heavy of a film for these festivals. And, you know, I look at the roster of what they had last year in documentaries, and it's like beer-making companies, pizza companies. It's ridiculous. But South by Southwest decided not to take it. I don't know why. I had two Austin families here, and for some reason, I guess they don't like the locals.
Well, listen, I mean, they love the establishment. On every issue, that's what these pimps are selling, is the New World Order.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.